The next dictation by Dr. Sharon Armaes, MD, is patient Marianne Davidson, first name M-A-R-Y-A-N-N, last name D-A-V-I-D-S-O-N. This is CardiCare Associates letterhead. This is a treadmill stress Doppler examination, and the file is StressDop, S-T-R-E-S-S-D-O-P, capital D-O-P, StressDop. And it will be StressDop, space Davidson, space M. Treadmill stress Doppler examination, date of examination 3/14/22, CardiCare Associates letterhead, referring physician Alexandru Kimmel, MD, performing physician Sharon Armaes, MD, new paragraph, clinical education, 79-year-old female with history of scleroderma for stress Doppler examination for evaluation of pulmonary hypertension with stress. New paragraph. ECG stress interpretation, new paragraph, baseline ECG, normal sinus rhythm, common non-specific ST-T wave changes, period, baseline blood pressure, colon 100 over 65, parentheses, procardiac cell 30 milligrams daily, comma, metoprolol succinate 50 milligrams Q12H, comma, hydrochlorothiazide, 12.5 milligrams, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, close parentheses. Baseline heart rate, 79 beats per minute, period, new paragraph. The patient underwent treadmill exercise stress test utilizing a Bruce protocol. Patient exercised for 5 minutes, semicolon, 2 minutes into stage 2 of a Bruce protocol to a peak heart rate of 123, parentheses, 87% maximum predicted heart rate, close parentheses, period. At peak stress, the patient had a blood pressure of 130 over 70 with a peak heart rate blood pressure product of 15990, period, new paragraph. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress the recovery period. She experienced progressive dyspnea with stress. Stress was terminated due to dyspnea and fatigue. The patient exhibited, stress was terminated due to progressive dyspnea. The patient exhibited fair exercise tolerance with a functional capacity range of 6.5 mets. The patient had a baseline low blood pressure with a normal attenuated blood pressure response to stress on her medication consistent with her baseline. The patient had a normal heart rate response to exercise on her beta blocker. The patient had a normal heart rate response to exercise on her beta blocker. The patient had a final blood pressure of 100 over 60 and a heart rate of 83 at the end of the recovery period. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. At peak stress, during stress, and during the recovery period, there were no diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. New paragraph impression, normal ECG portion of treadmill stress Doppler examination to 87% maximum predicted heart rate. New paragraph, stress Doppler examination. The patient underwent a treadmill stress Doppler examination for evaluation of pulmonary hypertension with stress. The patient was imaged at baseline to determine The patient was imaged in multiple views to determine the maximum tricuspid regurgitation jet, right ventricular inflow tract view, parasternal short axis view, apical four-chamber view, and subcostal views were obtained, and the maximum jet was noted, period. The maximum jet was noted to be in the right ventricular inflow tract view. The patient was then imaged in the subcostal view to evaluate the IVC for diameter and percent of inspiratory collapse with inspiration and percentage of inspiratory collapse. Right atrial pressure was calculated utilizing the estimated right atrial pressure from this data. the Maximum Jet? The Maximum Regurgitant Jet was utilized to calculate the peak tricuspid regurgitant velocity to calculate maximum right ventricular systolic pressure. Right atrial pressure was then added to peak right ventricular systolic pressure to correction. Correction. Let me go back. I'm going to start the paragraph over because there's too many corrections. Okay. The patient underwent a treadmill stress Doppler examination for pulmonary hypertension utilizing standard protocol. The patient was initially imaged in multiple views to obtain the maximum tricuspid regurgitant jet. The patient was imaged in the right ventricular inflow tract view, the parasternal short axis view, the apical four-chamber view, and the subcostal view, and the view with the maximum tricuspid regurgitant jet was identified. Maximum tricuspid regurgitant gradient was then calculated from the peak velocity in this view. The patient was then imaged in the subcostal view to evaluate for right atrial pressure. The patient was then imaged in the subcostal view to image the IVC and its percentage of inspiratory collapse. Estimated right atrial pressure was then calculated from this data. The estimated right atrial pressure was then added to the maximum tricuspid regurgitant jet to estimate, to calculate the maximum right ventricular systolic pressure, period. Post-stress exercise, the patient was then imaged directly in the view with the maximum tricuspid regurgitant jet. Peak tricuspid regurgitant velocity was obtained, and the maximum tricuspid regurgitant gradient was calculated. Period. The patient was then imaged in the subcostal view to evaluate the IVC for diameter and percentage of inspiratory collapse to estimate a right atrial pressure. Post-peak stress right atrial pressure was added to the peak post-peak stress maximum tricuspid regurgitant gradient to calculate an estimated right ventricular systolic pressure, period. New paragraph, baseline findings. The patient had a peak tricuspid regurgitant jet in the right ventricular inflow tract view, identified in the right ventricular inflow tract view. The peak velocity at baseline was 2.43 meters per second with a calculated tricuspid regurgitant gradient, maximum tricuspid regurgitant gradient of 23.53 millimeters at baseline. IVC diameter measured 1.81 centimeters at baseline with greater than 50% inspiratory collapse with an estimated right atrial pressure of 3 millimeters of mercury. The calculated maximum right ventricular systolic pressure was 26 millimeters of mercury. New paragraph. Post-peak stress findings, : the patient was imaged immediately post-peak stress exercise in the right ventricular inflow tract view, period. Peak velocity was 3.08 meters per second with a calculated maximum tricuspid regurgitant gradient of 37.83 millimeters of mercury, period. IVC was noted to have a diameter of 1.85 centimeters with greater than 50% inspiratory collapse with an estimated right atrial pressure of 3 millimeters, period. There was a calculated maximum right ventricular systolic pressure of 41 millimeters of mercury, period. Impression. No baseline hypertension with an estimated right ventricular systolic pressure of 26 millimeters of mercury. Post-peak stress exercise, estimated right ventricular systolic pressure was 41 millimeters of mercury, which is consistent with mild, period. This is consistent with mild pulmonary hypertension, but falls in the range of the expected mean for scleroderma with exercise, which has been reported to be 43 millimeters of mercury plus or minus 4.3 millimeters of mercury, period. Notably, findings are mildly improved from the prior study, and the patient reported that clinically she experienced less dyspnea at peak stress than during the prior study. Period. Conclusions. One, normal ECG portion treble stress echocardiogram. Correction. Normal ECG portion treble stress Doppler examination to 87% maximum predicted heart rate without diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. Two, the patient did not experience any chest discomfort but experienced progressive dyspnea with stress. The patient, however, reported that her dyspnea was somewhat reduced compared to her prior stress test. Three, the patient exhibited fair exercise tolerance with a functional capacity range of 6.5 mets, comparable to her prior stress test. Four, the patient had a baseline low blood pressure with a attenuated normal blood pressure response to stress consistent with her baseline and with effective blunting of her blood pressure response to stress on her current medication. The patient had a normal heart rate response to exercise on her beta blocker. Five, there were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. Six, treble stress Doppler examination revealed correction. Treble stress Doppler examination was without baseline pulmonary hypertension with a baseline estimated right ventricular systolic pressure of 26 millimeters of mercury. Period. There was mild pulmonary hypertension post-peak stress exercise with an estimated right ventricular systolic pressure of 41 millimeters of mercury. Period. Findings fall in the range of the mean for scleroderma with exercise reported to be 43 millimeters of mercury plus or minus 4.3 millimeters of mercury. Period. Findings are mildly improved from her prior stress test. Thank you for the kind referral of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon Ormes, MD.